Have you ever seen a commie drink a glass of water?
What?
Why do you want a little bit? Because if you're going to drink, I'd rather you do it in the house.
Why do you think I'm calling you? Just to say hello?
Did you see the memo about this?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
This is healthy. This is good.
The movies drop like needles from an aging Christmas tree this time of year. They're just all over the place. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Hi, Rafer.
That was so Dickensian, Todd.
Isn't it? Well done. Well, the movies are coming out like crazy. There's lots of stuff to see this week. You've been busy.
I've been very busy. This is the busiest time of the year.
All right, let's start with Molly's Game. This is from Aaron Sorkin of West Wing fame. This one stars Jessica Chastain. I did not know anything about this story. A true story, apparently, of a champion world-class skier who was running the biggest, richest, most clandestine poker game in the world for a while. Listen.
You know who the biggest winner in this game is?
It's you.
You know who the second biggest winner is?
Look.
It's you. What are you taking home? $10,000 a night now?
That is my business, literally.
Between you, the dealers, and the servers, you're taking a lot of money out of this game.
Not as much as I'm bringing to it.
That $10,000 is $10,000 that doesn't go in my pocket.
Again, my money.
Your money is my money.
Is it?
And some cutthroat dialogue with Jessica Chastain as Molly Bloom there.
That's right. It is a true story. This made page six here and there when she was first arrested for running this game. And part of the reason that it made headlines was because she had all these celebrities, financiers, some mobsters in this game. And one of the things that going into this that you might be expecting is some tell-all. You kind of want to know who were the big stars, because there was talk of Ben and Leo and Toby and all these guys who are at that table. You're not quite going to get that. They do kind of put some disguises on some of these people. Michael Cera does show up as a guy named Player X, who I think is supposed to be Tobey Maguire in a pretty funny role. I like this a lot. Aaron Sorkin's directorial debut. It's got that great rat-a-tat dialogue, and I think it's got a good rat-a-tat visual style too. And Jessica Chastain is really great as Molly Bloom.
Now Kevin Costner shows up as well. He doesn't ruin this one, does he?
Not at all. Are you not a Kevin Costner fan? Oh, I love Kevin Costner.
Yeah?
Costner, Idris Elba. Yeah, they're both in this. Costner plays her father, Elba plays her lawyer. I like this movie a lot. Really interesting.
All right, that's Molly's Game from Aaron Sorkin, who you remember from West Wing. Paul Thomas Anderson is back with Phantom Thread, and this is Daniel Day-Lewis's last performance of his career, right? He's retiring?
That is what we are told. He has stated that he is no longer acting. He's done out. This is it.
Well, Daniel Day-Lewis in this one, this is a period piece from the 50s, a famous dressmaker, the House of Woodcock, dressing heiresses, socialites, celebrities, royalty. Let's listen.
Why are you not married?
I make dresses.
You cannot be married when you make dresses.
I'm certain I was never meant to marry. I'm a confirmed bachelor. I'm incurable.
Daniel Day-Lewis there, Rafer. Paul Thomas Anderson directed what I think is the greatest film of the aughts, There Will Be Blood. Does this film measure up?
Well, I will say the short answer to that is not quite. It's great to see Daniel Day-Lewis on the screen playing this commanding, bullying, brilliant dressmaker. That's Vicky Krieps playing his latest muse, who proves kind of difficult to control, isn't so easily bullied by him. Beautifully shot. Anderson did the cinematography in this film. Looks amazing. The story, I can't say a little much about it because there's a certain twist to it that would give a little too much away. I didn't really buy that twist. I thought it sort of undermined the seriousness of the film. I wanted a little bit more. Again, that's all I can say. But it looks as good as you would imagine for an Anderson film. And my last note in this is Johnny Greenwood's score may be the best musical score I have ever heard.
Mm.
It's phenomenal.
Wow. That's an unbelievable endorsement.
Yeah, it's really incredible. But, you know, that stayed with me more than Daniel Day-Lewis, frankly.
Well, a lot of people will rush to the theaters, I think including me, to see Daniel Day-Lewis's final performance before his retirement. All the Money in the World is brand new from legendary director Ridley Scott.
My son, Paul, must be very frightened right now. I know I'm frightened for him. So to the people who took him, I don't care why you did this, but I ask as a mother that you think of your own children or of the child that you once were and set my boy free. Thank you.
What son is you? Her mother should cry for her son.
All right, enough. Let the lady through. Let's go.
And the Paul, that distraught mother is talking about is John Paul Getty III, abducted at age 16.
That's right. Grandson of J. Paul Getty, the richest man in the world, perhaps the richest man in history, as we're told in the film, who refuses to pay his ransom. So you've got this great cast here. That's Michelle Williams as the mother, Christopher Plummer as John Paul Getty, and then Charlie Plummer, no relation, but a great young actor playing the young Paul, and Mark Wahlberg. A couple things to say here. This is famously the film that initially starred Kevin Spacey as the older Getty.
Indeed.
But after the sexual harassment allegations, he was erased from the film. The entire film was reshot with Christopher Plummer in the role. Knowing that, you would never be able to tell, and I think Christopher Plummer delivers a phenomenal performance in this movie. I love this movie a lot more than I thought. It kind of unfolds like an action thriller, but it also has this kind of dank, corrupted soul like a film noir, and it's this fascinating story about money and what it does to people, what it means to people, what it can and cannot do. I really like this film.
And if you're a Ridley Scott fan, you followed him through his films, is this one going to draw you in?
It's not the Ridley Scott that you remember. This is not Blade Runner, Alien Ridley Scott. This is more Thelma and Louise, Matchstick Men Ridley Scott. You forget how great he can be with actors, and everyone in this movie is just phenomenal. Michelle Williams is so good in this movie. I see a lot of Oscar potential for this one.
And Rafer, also out today, I think, is Film Stars Don't Die in Liverpool, starring Annette Bening. This is a historical piece.
Yeah, another true story. She plays Gloria Graham. People might remember her from the 40s, screen siren at the time, Oscar winner. This takes place later in her life when she falls in love with a much, much younger man.
Hey, you're the next door guy, right?
Which makes you the girl next door.
Hey, have you seen the movie Saturday Night Fever?
Yeah, I've seen it. Actually, I saw it 3 times.
Oh, so you like disco dancing?
Oh, God. I like drunk dancing.
Oh, so if I make you a drink, can you come into my room and hustle with me?
Annette Bening and Jamie Bell there.
Yeah, Jamie Bell plays Peter Turner, and this is based on his memoir of this brief, somewhat tumultuous relationship he had with Gloria Graham. You know, he was a young actor himself at the time, and she was this legendary screen star. But again, she was in the 40s, and as you hear there, that's in the 70s. Great performance by Annette Bening. That is really the reason to see this movie. I wish you could see what she looks like from that clip. She looks amazing. She's really very vulnerable and really great as this screen star who's, you know, entered this late period in her life and has found this odd romance with this younger man. It's a really affecting story. The movie, I think, is really solid, but really it's Annette Bening that you're going to see.
A bunch of new films out this week. People are off during the holidays. They flock to the movies. Rafer, this makes you the busiest guy in America helping everybody out.
That's right. I'm entering January, which will be a much slower month for me.
Until he gets to February and March when it's Oscar season. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Thanks.
Thanks, Todd.